How you ask a sensitive question can be just as important as why. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Inev Hart, assistant professor of management at the George Mason University School of Business, explains why.
Sometimes the information we most need to know is only obtainable through asking a sensitive question, one that touches upon potentially uncomfortable issues such as salary or personal history. We tend to refrain from asking these questions for fear of offending others. In a research study, even when we paid people to ask sensitive questions, most wouldn't do it. Our studies show, however, that people who were asked sensitive questions did not develop negative impressions of the asker. That is, people often overestimate the costs of asking and are too reluctant to ask sensitive questions. Of course, it matters how you ask the question. Just because you ask a question does not mean you'll get a truthful answer. Certain types of questions are likely to elicit less than honest responses, if at all. For example, leading questions that seem to imply what the right answer is, "You already finished the work, right?" are not the best way to get the truth. This is because the respondent might just tell you what they think you want to hear, rather than the truth. Instead, ask more open-ended questions that do not signal your own assumptions or preferences. While sensitive questions may feel intrusive, they can also signal that you care about the person you're talking to. They can even be the best entry point for building a closer bond with that person. Asking the right question in the right way enables people to increase the likelihood of truthful responses, as well as improve relationships.
That was Inev Hart of George Mason University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.